Yeah, Bob.
EFW Mobile.
KO4CEF.
Doing on this fine Tuesday morning.
Pretty good, just counting down the days.
Bob, this is my Monday.
3 days this week then?
Yeah, Thursday's the last one.
Is that? You day together yesterday?
We actually rode up to my work because Amazon delivered my smoker to work on Sunday, so I rode up there yesterday and got it, and then we came back, and then we rode up to Asheville and to the outlet malls, and then we went to the Asheville mall.
All over the place yesterday.
Up there to the Asheville mall.
A giant circle to go from Greer to Spartanburg over to Asheville.
Yeah, well, we came back from Spartanburg, came all the way back here because, oh, I don't know, about the time we left to get up there, Amazon delivered a package on the porch.
This has just been one day right after the other with packages coming in.
I have it delivered to work, you know what I mean, and that, but, the package got delayed, you know, that's why I drove the truck on Friday, because it was supposed to be there, but it didn't make it, and then the package yesterday, it delivered at 7:30 in the morning.
It's on Sunday.
It was Monday that that one delivered.
Well, not the smoker, but okay, I got it. 9:30 last night, waiting on that Prepper Net DMR group, whatever it was. I don't know. I guess nobody took net controls and nothing happened. I was just like, God darn it.
Sorry about that. I hope it wasn't too big of a rabbit hole for you.
Giant rabbit hole.
Now, like I said, I haven't been to it yet.
So, they did that net. So, I mean, they use a program called FLDigi. And there's a couple other programs you download to go along with the suite that'll control your radio and all that other stuff. And they can send files and everything else. And so I've been trying to put all that together so I can see it. But they actually did the net Sunday night for that, and I listened to it. But the one that was supposed to be on DMR, they did not do it last night.
Just getting started, trying to work out all the bugs.
Downloaded the Zello app. Well, I already had it, but I joined the Zello group. And so I've been put as trusted on it. But so far, I've not heard anybody talk on the group. So I don't know if they actually utilize it a lot or not either.
Into that after the next week, or after this coming weekend anyway.
Push the digital portion of it, you know, not like FT8 kind of digital, but the couple digital modes that they use, because, you know, supposedly you can send all these files, your station status, and, you know, like if an emergency situation, you can see whether your power's on or your water's running and stuff like that. I don't know what they'd do about it, but I did hear good things about the group where when there was a hurricane came through, one of the guys that kind of leads the group coordinated with the Cajun, Cajun Navy or whatever, and to help rescue people during that time.
Do a good job. It's a, you know what I mean? Like I said, there was a couple of them in the general class with me, and that you don't hear them talking much on voice.
I guess I'm a little surprised by that. I don't know why, but it seems odd they don't do much voice.
It's like out here where I work, you know, there's a guard at the gate, and you know, whenever a truck or anybody comes in the gate, she calls out on the radio, you know, to whoever they're supposed to hook up with and tells you that they're coming around. And so she had a trainee with her so she can be able to take vacations and stuff like that, and the darn trainees got mic fright.
Bird, when you gotta talk on the microphone.
I know it, right? Especially when, you know, you got 25 trucks a day and all kinds of people come.
I never had that issue at work. I mean, we had radios for a long time. I never had issues, but I don't know. I don't know what that is. That's kind of weird. In that group, I'm probably on some kind of watch list now.
Yeah, probably the government's watching you to make sure you don't do anything you're not supposed to, right?
You know, I didn't put a P.O. box on my FCC license, so if you look up my call sign, you can get my exact address. It's on QRZ, so it ain't like I'm hiding.
Like if they started going after radio operators, you wouldn't hear about it pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm more interested in the, I guess, you know, the whole government overthrow, militia side of all that kind of crap I stay out of, but, you know, just being prepared and, like, if the grid was to go down, and then it can happen. It usually don't happen for long, but it can happen. You know, that's what interests me more than anything.
This year, when he had that bad storm in Texas, you know, power was out, you know, a couple of weeks, or what if you get in a situation like in Kentucky? You know, it's probably going to be months. And that, so you got to have some kind of plan, right?
I guess I got to call Chad, KO4MUE, see if I can hook up with him, because he's trying to do some Winlink emails. I think I've got figured out what he wants to do, but I can't really test it, because there's the only station near me that I can test it with on the mode he's wanting to use is like 50 miles away, and I can't hit it.
When we retire, we'll have enough time to do all that we want to do, right?
So, hope I'm still around then. I'll make it that far. Although, I mean, I do practice the Winlink. I can see the value in that system. Because somehow, I don't know how, it can send messages without the internet. And I haven't quite figured it out, but I did watch a video yesterday where, like, you can leave your station up and running in what they call a peer-to-peer mode. And, like, where me and you were talking on the radio yesterday, you can link to my computer and download email messages that I have for you. But I don't know how does that work without the internet? I guess it'd just be a message that I left. That's what I ain't figured out yet.
Way over my head. I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never done it before.
Yeah, how it would relay messages without internet. That's what I don't understand, but I do practice the just sending them over HF.
Not either. Like I said, I've never changed the settings on my radio from a single sideband.
Probably have to get, what, a little signal link box to do the to communicate with your computer.
Ethan, I haven't, I'm on a 450D Facebook, you know, I could, group, but I could probably ask and that, but I haven't progressed that far to want to do it. I got too many other projects that I need to do. Got to make a couple of wood projects here in the next few weeks. A little crafting table for my wife. We got it all drawn up. I just got to buy the wood and go ahead and cut it and put it together and that. And then after that, I need to make a pantry for the kitchen. They got this built-in bookshelf and desk kind of over in one corner, and it just is a big, huge catch-all. So we're going to go ahead and rip that out and put, like, a pantry to where she can. Now, she got so many appliances, you know, you got an air fryer and a bread maker and a deep fryer and that, and all that stuff just takes up so much darn room. You need, you know, a specialized place for it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. So you can do cabinetry?
with it, KN4TFW.
Tried, you know, I've built some shelves and stuff like that, but I've never tried any kind of cabinetry, just for the kind of the tedious work that it can be, just routing the trim pieces and all that. And if you don't get it square, that door is going to look horrible. KO4CEO.
Yeah, I've been reading up on how to do it and watching a bunch of videos and how to, you know, how you assemble it so that you don't see any screws and stuff like that. So, I mean, I have the router and I have the, although I'm not real proficient at it yet, but I have the table saw and I made me a little sled for it and stuff to be able to get all the, you know, get all the cuts right.
Mine, I need to figure out a way to set up my chop saw to be able to, I guess, set up a, trying to think how to do it. Well, it's like a jig. That way you can set the piece length and then cut each one consistently. Because what I have to do right now is, if I'm going to use my chop saw, or any saw for that matter, I have to measure everything, mark it good, and then cut it all to length. And, you know, you're never quite perfect on your cuts every single time.
Yeah, you need a bunch of clamps and some kind of, you know, little table part that's square where you can set a stop.
I don't really have. I just kind of set my chop saw on a table or something and start going to town.
For Ace Gex. Morning.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Patrick, I don't know why I said Chad.
You got Chad on the brain this morning, and you don't have to worry about him with the wind link. You've got it figured out.
Because I was racking my brain, because the FM portion of it, I haven't really used a lot.
Figured out Sunday evening. He emailed me.
I hear that.
Building. I heard y'all talking about chop saws and table saws.
I'll be back in a minute. Let me order a biscuit here real quick. KN4TFW.
I'm going to try to build a cabinet and stuff, so I was asking him if he had all the cabinetry making tools.
Didn't really ever have all the tools he needs.
The thing is, usually every time I want to build something, I got to go to Lowe's and buy something else. I just need a better place to do it. Mine's in my storage building. I got to go move the lawnmower and get all the wife's crap off my table. It's just a pain in the butt anytime I want to do anything.
Here, anytime I want to do something like that, it's act of Congress, and then it starts raining about the time I get it out.
Mine's in my storage building. So it's either too hot or too cold, or, you know, I just like, oh, man. But I've got plenty of projects I need to work on. I just never get out in the building and get them done.
I understand. I'm the same way. I got projects that I could be working on any time, but, man, it's just getting everything set up and tore down and then put back together so you can live in it or move in it. It's just too much sometimes.
KN4TFW.
About it, but Ken sent me down a daggum rabbit hole. He showed me a site called PrepperNet, and I guess it's a local group based out of Charlotte where they do all this prepping stuff and whatnot. And like, oh my gosh, so I sat up till 9:30 trying to listen to their little TGIF DMR talk group, and it never happened last night, apparently.
You know, there's several preppers that live pretty close to where we are. One of them is Southern Prepper on YouTube. He lives somewhere there on Highway 11, because you're looking right back at Table Rock from his place.
Found up on that website. I'm probably on some kind of watch list now.
Being watched for something anyway, so might as well give them something really to watch for.
I'd say it is a challenge to get your station set up for off-grid stuff, and that's been the big push for me.
Way I'm trying to figure that out, trying to it's what I'm using, going to use that 706 that I have for, is that kind of stuff. But I don't know, it's definitely a challenge. Come on back in here, Ken.
With you. Yeah, I bought a couple of books, you know, that I got the book for, like, the Lost Ways and that, and it came with a couple of electronic books and that I downloaded and that. It tells you how to do different stuff and that, but I haven't experimented with my radio for, you know, off-grid. I guess I need some kind of solar charger for a battery for sure.
If you, Jackery has a pretty decent deal on Amazon where you get a 100-watt solar panel, folds up, and it comes with the Jackery, it's a lithium-ion battery box, basically, and it'll run, then you get, if you get the 550 or 500 or whatever it is, it'll last your radio a good little while. You can't run a full 100 watts, but you turn them down to, you know, 20 watts or less, and you can, it'll run them pretty good while, most of the radios.
Tricked it. 10 meters was open on Sunday.
Never did.
Nothing about 10 meters being open on Sunday.
West Coast, like we're talking here now.
It was crazy because you could sit there and listen to a station, and then if I guess if propagation that way dropped, I mean, you would just totally lose the signal. It was just gone.
Work. You're just 1 minute you're there, 1 minute you're gone.
But you got to say quick, fast, right?
Whenever it starts warming back up, I've got to do a POTA. Just kind of challenging myself to do that. And have, you know, just, you know, people start piling on after a while. I think it'd be a good practice.
I got to figure out what program they use to log, because I mean, I talked to so many stations that in the first 2 seconds after my call, he knows my name and where I live. What program do they use for that?
Good one. I downloaded. You need internet to be able to pull that kind of information, but I've got a good one for my Windows laptop that I use. I bought a little cheap $200 laptop for my portable set because the Raspberry Pi was just, it was good, but man, it could be a pain in the butt trying to get it going and, you know, remoting into it and using, you know, your phone or whatever to control it. It was just a pain in the butt.
Are fast. I can't even get the call sign typed in and they already know everything about me.
I mean, that program I've got, it'll give you details about them as soon as you type in their call sign. But it does need internet, so you got to have it hooked to, like, you know, a hotspot or something.
A couple of confirmations on QRZ from those contacts over the weekend. That way I can pick me up a couple more states.
So don't confirm on Logbook of the World or QRZ. They just do it on the POTA website.
Do it on, a lot of mine do it on QRZ. And then I haven't got my that Logbook of the World to link up with my QRZ yet.
Do that, Ken, is to do it the opposite way. Get your Logbook of the World set up, and then you just use your key or whatever to download your Logbook of the World to QRZ. Mine's not automatic. I got to go in there and do it manually. But, you know, every couple weeks, if I'm making contacts, I'll go in there and refresh my QRZ.
Need somebody to show me.
All we need to do is figure out what we can do for Winter Field Day. Maybe we can get a group together, or maybe we can all meet up and do something for Winter Field Day. Don't hold me to it, but I think it's the 29th and 30th, right at the end of the month.
Yeah. Hey, it was good to be able to talk to each other yesterday or Sunday on 40 meters, and that. I wonder if Patrick could have heard us.
Sometimes. Gentlemen, 7-3, I need to get on inside, so good one. Be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you this evening. Maybe I can get off around 4 or so, but we'll see. KO4CES, and I'm going to be clear on y'all's final.
Drew, I doubled with you there at the start. Sorry about that. KO4HX. Have a good day.
Have a good one. KN4 TFW. And when you double.
I was just saying 40 meters, sometimes it's pretty tough for me where I'm at. I can hear some stations, but they all seem to be southwest of me.
We're on 40 just like we are right now.
We can give it a try another day. Let's see. I don't know. You gonna be around this weekend, or you got big plans for Christmas?
Hey, I gotta run, we're running to Anderson early, but we should be back by noon. And then Susan's off on Sunday, but we'll probably hang around the house. She's got some crafting stuff she wants to play with.
Hey, I don't have much of anything going on. Everybody's working or got other plans. But Christmas Eve, I do have some plans that afternoon, that evening. So I'll be around. Just check with me.
Can we do it? I know we tried to make contact, you know, on 40, and then, man, we were able to do it, but you couldn't do it on anything else. I mean, we tried the 10, and I couldn't hear him at all. I could hear the operator that he was calling call out his call sign, but we couldn't hear each other.
Have a band where we could all talk or some way to talk without having to go through a repeater all the time.
It's going to be something like 40 or something. There was an operator way out west was on 17 meters, but Andrew couldn't tune on 17 with the radio that he was using because his good radio is put up because of Christmas.
Talk on 80. I've talked to Andrew, I've talked to Phil and several others right close here, so 80 works.
We do that. We'll just have to try to make contact and see what, you know, what we can reach each other on.
Into the black hole, so if you're going to be around a minute, we can jump over the other repeater.
It's there, KN4 TFW.
KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.